From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Congressman Pete Sessions will hold a town hall at Richardson High School on Saturday. More than 2,000 supporters and opponents have signed up to see the Dallas Republican, who represents Texas's 32nd district, and it's likely to be a raucous crowd. Congressional town hall events across the country have been getting pretty heated lately. Big crowds of mostly progressive activists, some calling themselves indivisible, have been turning out in force to give their representatives an earful.
My tax dollars paid your salary when you walked out on our government, not once, not twice, but several times during the Obama administration. If I don't want to work, I don't get paid!
That's from a town hall North Texas Congressman Michael Burgess held a couple weeks ago. With a new budget from the Trump administration calling for massive cuts and a new health care law from House Republicans, Sessions can expect a very engaged crowd.
I think what's driving this more than anything, it's not, you know, I just have to do something. It's, I am scared. These are real life issues. I am concerned. And I want to be heard.
Jara Butler has been organizing with the Indivisible chapter in the 32nd District. She says there are a litany of issues that people want Sessions to answer for, about the Trump administration's ties to Russia, about education, the economy, and infrastructure spending.
Our members are also concerned about immigration. This is an economic issue for Texas. For me, it's a human rights issue. For many in our group, it's a human rights issue. For me personally, the ACA is important. We have a lot of seniors in our district.
The ACA, the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, is also an issue for Sessions critics on the other side of the political spectrum. Karen Hill has been active with the Far North Dallas Tea Party for years. She says when Sessions and his fellow Republicans voted to repeal Obamacare dozens of times before, they didn't wait for something like Paul Ryan's newly proposed replacement bill, a bill Hill does not like.
My question is, was that just a show vote that they were trying to get points because they're not willing to do it now? So exactly where do they stand on that? Where does Pete stand on that?
Hill worked to get Sessions elected years ago and later worked to help his challengers replace him. She's got a range of criticisms and says it's important all of Sessions' constituents make him listen.
I hope there are people there on the conservative side, on the liberal side, in between, but I think that the main thing is that people want to hold their congressmen accountable, and I think it's about time.
Texas's 32nd congressional district stretches from the posh neighborhoods of North Dallas to its Tony suburbs in Collin County. It's long been a safe Republican seat, but in the last election, it voted for Hillary Clinton by a hair. Southern Methodist University political scientist Cal Gilson says that's fired up local Democrats who see it as a battleground in future elections. Though he thinks they may have to be patient.
This district is evolving, and it's evolving away from a straight Republican district. But in the upcoming election, for example, in 2018, that will be a Republican district comfortably.
Over his 20-year career, Sessions has climbed to an influential leadership role in Congress. The chair of the Powerful Rules Committee, he's more of a workhorse than a show horse. And that's what Jonathan Zuzelka of Dallas likes about him. Zuzelka's a Republican, and he'll be at Saturday's town hall to show some love for his representative.
He's hands-on and he's engaged. He's never been someone to want to engage in any of the lowbrow politics that is so common in today's environment.
So, as Sessions tries to answer questions from critics on his right and on his left, he'll have at least some friendly faces in the crowd. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.